Listening Library presents Dark Water Rising by Marion Hale. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. For my husband Wendell, my safe harbor. And for all those who suffered the great storm with no safe harbor. Chapter 1. The train clicked on its rails, rumbling past cow pastures and summer-parched fields of grain and hay. Open windows funneled dust and straw into my face, and all around me sweaty children whined their discomfort. Mamas dug into bundles for crackers and cheese, bread and jam, anything to distract their little varmints from the sticky heat. I glanced around the crowded train car. You'd think every dang person from Lampasas to Houston wanted to go to Galveston this hot August day. Everyone but me. I shifted under the sleeping weight of 4-year-old Kate, limp and sweaty in my lap, and dark curls fell across her face. Seems I couldn't breathe twice anymore without Mama saying, "Seth, would you button Kate's shoes for me?" Or, "Quick, Seth, wipe that runny nose." And every blasted time Mama's hands were white with flour, she'd holler, "Seth, you'll have to take Kate to the outhouse for me while I finish the bread." Just thinking of it got my dander up. Why God couldn't have sent that child just one big sister instead of 3 brothers was beyond my understanding. Across from me, Matt's heat-red face puckered in a deep frown. He elbowed Lucas for more room, and when he didn't get it, he delivered a swift boot to the leg. I returned the kick before Lucas could even open his mouth to complain. "You're 12 years old," I hissed at Matt. "Act like it." He glanced across the aisle at Mama.